Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 3, Karma Yoga, text 39. Avritam gyanametena gyanino nityavairina kama rupena kaunteya dushpurena analena cha. Abritam, covered. Jnanam, pure consciousness. Etena, by this. Jnaninaha, of the knower. Nityavairina, by the eternal enemy. Kamarupena, in the form of lust. Kaunteya, O son of Kunti, Dushpurina, never to be satisfied. Analena, by the fire. Cha, also. Translation. Thus the wise living entity's pure consciousness becomes covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said in the Manusmriti, the lust cannot be satisfied by any amount of sense enjoyment. Just as fire is never extinguished by constant supply of fuel in the material world, the center of all activities is sex. And thus this material world is called Maitunya Agara, or the shackles of sex life. In the ordinary prison house, criminals are kept within bars. Similarly, the criminals who are disobedient to the laws of the Lord are shackled by sex life. Advancement of material civilization on the basis of sense gratification means increasing the duration of the material existence of a living entity. Therefore, this lust is the symbol of ignorance by which the living entity is kept within the material world. While one enjoys sense gratification, it may be that there is some feeling of happiness, but actually, that so-called feeling of happiness is the ultimate enemy of the sense enjoyer. Verse again, if you'd like to repeat. Thus, the wise living entity's pure consciousness becomes covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied, and which burns like fire. Today I was asked to speak about a topic. What's the benefit of joining Lord Chaitanya's movement? And the subtitle was the membership in ISKCON. Did I miss anything? Membership in ISKCON. Avritam Jnanam. Jnanam means knowledge, but in this case means the pure consciousness. Jnanino, of the knower. In other words, we as souls, we as Atma, have pure consciousness, and that pure consciousness manifests as love for Krishna. So, that's our original expression of being alive, of being conscious, of being loving. Loving and living. Living and loving. Living entities means loving entities. But this love is covered. Avritam is covered. It's covered by lust, kama. So prema becomes kama. And kama means attachment to personal sense enjoyment. With the strong connotation of sexual attraction. Although kama means desire in general, egoistic, egoic desire, but generally when you say kama, like kama deva, Cupid, it's the desire for enjoying carnal desires. So here, the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavata philosophy in general is quite clear on this point. It just says that it's eternal enemy. Nitya vairina. It's a constant enemy. Because the jnanina, the soul, has got the capacity to love and to experience pure bliss. But when it's covered by kama, it becomes enslaved by these desires that can never be satisfied. Kanduyanena karayor iva dukkha dukkham. That Prahlad Maharaj says, the sex desires is like an itching sensation. And one can scratch, 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 it never goes away. So he says the best thing is to tolerate. And then to be mitigated, and then gradually will disappear. So here he says, this is a very important sentence, the last one. The so-called feeling of happiness, the sense of pleasure, is the ultimate enemy of the sense enjoyer. Why? Because it links one, it binds one to the cycle of birth and death. We have an experience of pleasure through the senses that creates a samskara, an impression on the psyche. And we want to repeat that experience. And that creates a vasana. Vasana means desire, tendency. And so because we have that, we have had this experience, we want to repeat it. This body is temporary, so we have to repeat it in another body. And it's never perfect. And even if we feel, wow, this is the perfect situation, by the force of time, the situation changes. So, enters Lord Chaitanya, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema, Pradayate, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Guru Tvishinama. Is Krishna Prema Pradayate? He comes to give Krishna Prema, which is already inside. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabunoi, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Koroye Udoye. Lord Chaitanya says that Nitya Siddha, Nitya, again, eternally, Krishna Prema is inside the soul. It's already there. Sadhya Kabunoi is not something imported from external sources. Shravanadi, Shravana, etc., Adi means etc., means through the process of hearing, chanting, remembering, and so on, through the process of bhakti, bhakti yoga. Shravanadi shuddha chitte. The consciousness becomes purified. And then, koroye udoye. Udoye is the same word for like sunrise. In other words, the sun is already there, but when the condition is there, when the earth rotates, then the sun appears. So the prema that Lord Chaitanya is coming to bring is already there. So it's not bringing something that was not there, but it's bringing a process to bring it out. That's what actually. And of course, sometimes this, in some cases, is it's a very dramatic experience, and people experience a surge of spiritual love very soon, very quickly, with symptoms like crying and raising of the hairs and so on. But generally, it's more of a gradual process of purification, of discipline, of regulation of the senses, ongoing through different ashrams, like that. So, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is dedicated to this process, Krishna consciousness, and the process to become Krishna conscious. So, it has been a dialogue that the devotees have been having since many, many years. Who is a member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness? Sometime, Srila Prabhupada, there was some research done, and sometimes Srila Prabhupada used members in different forms. Sometimes it means core members, like the full-time workers of the movement. Sometimes it means life members, those who support, patron members, with some donation. So he has a number of definition of members. And when Srila Prabhupada was present, the vast majority of members were, we could say, dedicated members. That's another expression Srila Prabhupada used, dedicated members. So, a few years ago, when the constitution efforts began, one key question was, who is a member of ISKCON? Because if you write a constitution of a certain organization, be it a country, be it a company, be it a religious group, you have to define to whom this constitution applies. If you speak about Slovenia, you define Slovenia, you have to define who is a Slovenian. How do you become a Slovenian? How do you remain a Slovenian? Like that. So this was a tricky question in one sense, because there are many considerations and there are many different ideas. I mean, I know there was a group that worked 10 years, and this was one of the most difficult themes that they struggle with, they really wrestle with. Some people say, well, they should become, they should be based on participation and this and that. Anyway, finally, this group couldn't really come to a conclusion. So they asked for help to the GBC Organizational Development Committee. So, which is called Org Dev in colloquial. Colloquial, we call it Org Dev. Organizational development. And we did some research. We did a survey. We surveyed many leaders. I don't know if Ananta Prabhu ever got, maybe you remember, got some survey. First of all, the question was how to call this membership. Should we use the word members or should we use something else? And so different people proposed different names, Sanskrit name, English names, but nothing really worked as well as membership, members. Then, finally, after more and more discussion, we were ready to come in front of the GBC and present a proposal that it would be a general member of ISKCON whoever accepts a certain statement. And the statement is pretty simple. I'm paraphrasing it now, then I'll show it to you. But basically the statement says, I accept the teachings of Lord Krishna. as presented by Srila Prabhupada. And I want to be part of Srila Prabhupada's spiritual family. Then, because membership is also a legal status, there is also written that I understand that this membership doesn't give me any right in any specific ISKCON organization. But I want to be part of this movement, which is meant for the upliftment of human society. So, after a long discussion, I remember I was facilitating that discussion at the GVC meeting in Mayapur. That was, I don't know, 2013. And I remember that it was quite, I would say, complex, because sometimes at the last moment you have the text there and then different leaders propose different amendments at the last minute. Now you are there and you're trying to get something passed and they say, but what about this word? What about that word? What about this? What about that? Even one GBC will kind of never speaks. Even him was inspired. What about this word? And so like, many votes, straw votes. Straw votes means not final vote, but straw vote means how people feel. It's not binding, but at least you get the feel. So a lot of mini votes. So what do you think about this word? What do you think about this? Should the GBC be mentioned? Should not be mentioned? This, that, this, that, this, that, this, that. So finally, it was passed. And so one can, it's there in the GBC resolutions, one can become a general member by signing to this statement. And of course, modern day signing means clicking. So now we go to that site, if it's possible. There is a site where you can sign up. How many of you already signed up? Coming? Okay, it's called isconconnection.org, I believe. And it's a site where people can sign up and become a member. So we'll see exactly what it says. And if anybody has any advertisement or publicity, this is a good time. Anything you want to sell or... it's a good time. Ta-da! Okay, so let's see. This is the ISKCON connection. So if you scroll down, confirmation. I affirm as per ISKCON affirmation. I affirm my general membership in ISKCON as per ISKCON affirmation statement. And my subscription to ISKCON Connection Communications. Please also send me news information about ISKCON Center near me. So, if you go confirmation. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Let's do one other thing. Let's go up. Okay. Registration benefit. News from the ISKCON world. Every week you get an email with some highlights from the ISKCON world. Something positive, something stimulating, or something, some challenge in some country. Can you go back again? Up. These are some, okay, click on the ISKCON affirmation statement, because we'll go to that page, the yellow one. It should take you to the page where the affirmation. Okay, in 2014, the ISKCON Governing Body Commission passed the following resolution clarifying the definition of a member of ISKCON. Whoever, regardless of gender, race, nationality, religion, etc., subscribes to the following statement shall be considered a general member of ISKCON. This is the statement. I wish to be counted as part of the spiritual family of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, and I will practically support its mission. I accept the teachings of Lord Krishna as presented by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON. Here we go down. While I understand that this general membership does not confer upon me any rights in ISKCON's organizations, I am grateful to participate in this spiritual movement intended for the upliftment of the entire human society from the shackles of eternal lust. Sorry, I misread. It was not included. Okay. There are no formality required and there is no payment required. If you simply accept the teaching, are willing to participate, we accept a member of this family. It's as simple as that. So this was the decision taken, and there are many considerations. Of course, this is still a project which is at the very beginning. There are only a few thousand people who signed up. You can sign up today itself if you want. And at least you start receiving this weekly email with highlights from the ISKCON world. And some are very interesting, especially for those who don't surf very much ISKCON sites, like Dandavats, ISKCON News. At least you have some. And some are very, very interesting information, how ISKCON is getting recognized, or special programs, and so on. So, one consideration is that we want a tool for uniting ISKCON, for communicating with all the members, because right now, say if the GBC wants to communicate, there's no way, there's no tool, there's no platform, there's no forum. We don't know who are the members of ISKCON, where are them, and this gives a clear demarcation, and it was chosen in a way that is very simple. Anybody who accepts this affirmation can become a member of ISKCON. You could have, for instance, a Janmashtami celebration here, and you could have a table and say, would you like to sign up? Anybody who say, okay, click, and it's sign up. So, as I said, this is a project, very important project in the history of ISKCON. It's still at the beginning due to the lack of manpower, with the lack of funding. It just started. But it has a huge potential because there is a plan for using this as a platform for education. Like new people can get courses, can get not only just an email, but can be trained. So many people live far from temples, so this can be a platform to actually train people, becoming more and more familiar with the philosophy, with the history, with Srila Prabhupada and so on. And it's also important locally because when you go to your government and say, ask people, how many people are members? Then you can say, we have so many members. Now, some are active, some are less active. Like, for instance, the Catholic Church. How you become a member of the Catholic Church? By baptism, huh? Which is generally, it's when one is very young, right? So that's basically the parents decide, okay, I want my son or daughter to be a Christian, Catholic Christian, so then they bring and with the water they do the rite and you become officially a Christian. And the Catholic Church, and I'm giving the Catholic Church as an example, which we are familiar with, counts you, even you become a Hare Krishna, they still count you as a member. So in front of the Slovenian government, if you have been baptized, you're still counted as a Catholic. You feel enthused by the idea. Because that's the way they count, you know, that's the way they count their members. Are you active? Are you inactive? Are you Hare Krishna? Are you a Hare Krishna sannyasi? Never mind. You are baptized. You are a member of the Catholic Church. And this obviously gives certain weight to the organization. Because politicians, a government, certainly take in consideration, it's a different if an organization has a million, I mean, they're talking, say, Slovenia, what's the total population? 2 million. You're not growing. It was 2 million 8 years ago. Okay. It's shrinking. Typical. Huh? Shrinking. So, okay, two million. So, if you have a million member, that means a lot of votes, a lot of, you know, a lot of people. If you have 200, or if you, what to speak, if you don't know, who are your members? You know, no, I don't know. No, but you know, no, I don't know. I mean, you know, 5,000, we say, because it's 5,000 year old the Bhagavad Gita. Anyway, so this, from a practical point of view, if you make a campaign, the old Slovenia, sign people up, then you can go to the government and say, look, this many people sign up, they're our members. That's how we count them. Like, for instance, when the Muslims invaded India, one way they counted the membership, sometimes they would sprinkle water on Hindus and say, now we sprinkle water on you, now you're Muslim. That's our definition. We may have another definition. If you go and eat at the Radha Govinda restaurant, you are a Hare Krishna member. But that's our definition, you know. It's in the small prints of the... So it's our choice, right? I mean, people may feel, I just wanted to eat a samosa, not that I didn't want to sign up to a religion. So anyway, there are advantages. And you might want to consider doing a serious campaign. You might want to consider translate this in Slovenian and do a serious campaign. And then have Slovenian texts. See, like for instance, we are doing this in Russian, and there is a mixture between international information and information about Russia. So this could be the platform for you to, first of all, count people. And you can count a lot of people because, I mean, probably many people would be willing to sign up to this, right? Even friends of the movement, maybe people come once a in a blue moon. I mean, do you accept Lord Krishna's teaching? Yeah. As presented by Srila Prabhupada? Yeah. You want to be part of a spiritual family? Yeah. Do I have to pay anything? No. Okay. And of course, this is called... No, the person asks, do I have to pay anything? I say, no, it's free. Okay, I'll click. Takes really 2 minutes. Of course, this is a general membership. Then there could be other aspects of membership. Premium. Well, we were not considering that specific nomenclature. But there could be. You could have like an ISKCON Slovenia, like patron members, and ISKCON Slovenia, you know, supporters. They click there and automatically you get their inheritance. I don't know if that would be easy legally. But I'm just saying, there could be different ways of signing people up, but this is the general, universal, international membership. So, this is the introduction to the topic of membership. Any question or any New member wants to sign up. Yes, he was a fraction of a second early. It's photo finish. You want the mic?
I'd just like to ask. I was studying this a little bit and I saw there are like two systems. One system is that you have a general membership like this, and then you have, if some temple wants or some community wants, they can have also local. So there are two systems. You can have a general membership like in this case, and then if local communities temples want, they can have local membership, and those two are not dependent or connected with each other. But I saw in some religions they have like you have to be part of local community to be the part of the whole community or religion. So I'm just curious, why did you choose this system?
Okay, probably, but there are different reasons. Probably because those are religions like pre-internet, or BG, before Google. So obviously people say in the Middle Ages they were not traveling much, just very few people would travel, so that their life is within some people live with their lives within 50 kilometers radius, so being part of a church meant you go to this church, you have a pastor, and so on and so forth. So basically either you're part of the local chapter, or in one sense you're not part of anything, in one sense, because you don't have you don't have the internet, right? And also there is individuality. Some people may like Krishna consciousness, but might not have, first of all, might not have a relation with any local ISKCON, because they may live in a very far away place, some mountain, or in a place where there is no ISKCON temple, or they may even not have a great relation with the local chapter. So, was never really considered that you had to be first a member of the local and then you can become part of the international. The concept, we took it literally, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So when you sign up, you become part of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Then, of course, there is no contradiction, and in fact, it's a reinforcement of your being member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. If you're also a member, if you're also active, if you're also participating in a particular branch or center or entity connected to the ISKCON locally. So it was never really considered to make it dependent on a local. On a local chat. And
Hare Krishna. I remember you mentioned 2 days ago about how Prabhupada, when he established the League of Devotees, you mentioned something about membership. Yeah. Can do say something about that? This is one. And the second is, are there any examples, case studies or cases within ISKCON about local membership?
Okay.
Any Yatra has already applied something, or just because you mentioned the reasoning behind why membership is a concept which is
is what?
A concept which is connected with any organization.
Yeah, you got to define who are the part of the organization.
Yes, so are there any solutions already in for different jatras? Because there are so many ISKCON branches all over the world, probably they already deal with this issue.
Okay.
You have any...
I can say something.
Good practices from that or...
I can say something. Now, first of all, the League of Devotees. When Srila Prabhupada founded the League of Devotees in Jhansi, in North India, he had envisioned four types of membership. Members A, B, and C. That's pretty straightforward. A level member will give 500 rupees per month, which 500 rupees was something substantial at that time. Probably like 100 euros, 200 euros every month, something like that. Now, then B was, I think was, if I'm not mistaken, 50 rupees. And then C, 10 rupees a month, which was also something, maybe like 10 euros or something like that, you know. Then they had the preaching members. A preaching member, they had to go through the course, Bhakti Shastri, get their Bhakti Shastri, and then they could preach. And then they would have to pay 10 rupees once only for Bhakti Shastri, and then they didn't have to pay anymore. Now, I do not know, I do not have information if Srila Prabhupada ever had any member, or what kind of members, if any had any A member, any B member, any C member. I don't have any information. Or it was just an attempt at membership. So that was the idea. We also considered having a membership with some fee attached, right? Because it's kind of natural. You're a member of something, you give some money to that institution. But at this stage, we thought that for general membership, we don't have the level of organization. We don't have the level of... it would take so much effort, no? To get people to sign, to give the money, register the money, send the receipt. For now, it's just free. So, sign up till it lasts. Sure, that was another consideration, just practical. It's too difficult, too costly to get the whole setup for people to transfer money and all of that. And wouldn't be worth, you know, for say a few dollars and so on. Like that. So, local ISKCONs, well, it's still, in ISKCON still is very much, I would say, quite amorphous, you know? The sense that it's not, we know like our neighbors here, the Hungarian Yatra, they spent 10, 12 years discussing about membership, and they define the membership. In the ISKCON constitution, which is not ratified, so we are talking about a draft, we suggest that we say there will be a general membership and an initiated membership. That's a suggestion. It's not yet ratified, it's not yet resolved, but that's our suggestion. And then we also suggest that the constitution says that locally or nationally, different ISKCONs can have other, what do you call, other types of membership. Like, no, ISKCON Slovenia could have both. You can have the general membership, people sign up here, and you can also have different type of membership, no? Patron members or supporters or whatever you want. I mean, there are different options. But generally, it's not a very developed concept locally. I mean, we just started now with the international membership. Locally, I don't see. It's more ad hoc. No, I see. That's what I see, the mood. Okay, people come to the temple, they're considered part. In fact, years ago, when Jadvita Maharaj took over the BTG, Back to God the magazine, and they sent around a survey, and one of the questions was, are you a member of ISKCON? And some people answered, I don't know. I don't know if I'm a member of ISKCON, but I never got a card or, I chant Hare Krishna, I go to the temple, give some donation. Am I a member? I don't know if I'm a member of ISKCON. And this is, see, to some extent, this is the joint, there is a joint influence. One is the philosophical vision, like Vidya Vinaya Sampanni, the Pandita Samadarshina, like the equal vision, because we may tend to see everybody as part and parcel of Krishna, So we may think that everybody's already a member, they've just forgotten the membership. They misplace the membership card. It's like, but they're already members, okay? Mama Ivamsa Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Krishna says everybody is a member. So sometimes we look at things so philosophically that we are our divine vision. We have an uttamadhikari vision of the reality. That's one aspect. And of course, there is a pinch of irony, but don't worry about that. And the other thing is that we have been, we're still to some extent the pioneer movement, no? So things are still a bit of spontaneous. This is the joke, no? If you don't like organized religion, just join ISKCON. But those are sarcastic remarks, which I will never elaborate upon. So there's the joining of the two things, a movement which is still young, and now it's moving, movement is moving, because movement is supposed to be moving. So we are moving towards a more organized, more cohesive phase, especially taking advantage of technology, taking advantage of the capacity, of the opportunities that technology gives. Imagine the governing body commission wants to give a message to all the members of ISKCON, and just send an email to everybody. Now we're not able to. So we are moving towards becoming more organized, more cohesive, more connected. The members have more information about what's happening in the world. Probably you ask any Catholic who is the Pope, they probably know, right? Even non-Catholics generally know who is the Pope, right? Because it's a major figure. But now, if you ask the devotees of ISKCON, who is the chairman of the governing body commission, many people will not know. Of course, the chair. Let me be very clear also to those online. The chairman of the governing body commission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is not the Pope of ISKCON. Still, it's the highest ecclesiastic and organizational position. So, without anybody blurting out the name, how many of you know who is the chairman of the governing body commission of ISKCON? Raise your hand if you know. Don't say the name. Just say, raise your hand if you know. You know? Okay, that's legitimate curiosity. So, are you shy or you really don't know? Anybody? How many of you know for certain who is the chair? Huh? Ramapaswami, mistake. Your guess would not be accurate. So nobody knows. Do you want to know? You want to know. Okay. The chairman. Drum roll, please. The chairman of the governing body commission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founder of Acharya, is Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Prabhupada is... No, that was an anti-climax. I mean, it's not anymore. His Holiness Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj. So I'm not even asking if you know the first vice chairman or the second. That would be like asking you what are they cooking on Mars. And I was like, what? How many of you know that there is one chairman, one first vice chairman, and one second vice chairman? No. Okay. There are. They exist. Okay. So, I mean, this is, in one sense, is a sign that we are a bit disconnected. I mean, again, he's not the Pope, but basically for this year, till the next meeting in Mayapur in February, he will be the chair of the governing body commission. So, do you want to know also vice chairman? Yes. The first vice chairman is... Yes. Make it serious. Is His Holiness Ramai Swami Maharaj. Now, how many of you knew that Ramai Swami Maharaj existed? How many of you? Raise your hand if you knew that he existed. Yes, he exists. He's a spiritual soul. Yes. Okay. Yes. So... he's based in Australia, so you may not see him very often. In fact. Okay, then second vice chairman, His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj. You are very familiar with him, no? Okay. Third vice chairman, there's no such thing. It was a tricky question. So generally, and I emphasize generally, the first vice chairman becomes the next chairman. But it's not a rule. It has to be voted. It's not automatic. So generally, there's if the tradition is that the first vice chairman becomes the chairman next. And then they add one to the EC. This is called the executive committee. So probably, I don't know. You want to finish with Kavichandra Maharaj's speech? Okay, the volume will come out. Oh, there are 4 minutes. Wow.
ISKCON's GBC, gurus,
can you put the full screen?
Strongly encourage everyone who is interested
this is Kripa Moya Prabhu,
to register themselves through the webpage. www.iskonconnection.org in order to be connected with all that is happening in our international movement. Being part of ISKCON Connection will allow devotees to receive regular updates about different events, kirtan melas, seminars, retreats, news, spiritual inspirations, educational initiatives, and so on through a regular email newsletter. ISKCON Connection aims to bring all ISKCON members together as a global spiritual family with Sri Mayapur Dham as their common spiritual headquarters.
One of Prabhupada's seven purposes states that he wanted his ISKCON society to bring all the members together closer to Krishna. The ISKCON Connections program is a fantastic opportunity for all of us to come together, to be closer to Prabhupada's mission, to be closer to our temples and our broader community. And as the communications director for ISKCON, I strongly encourage all my fellow Vaishnavas to sign up to the ISKCON Connections, get better connected, enhance the celebration of our 50th anniversary, and work together more cooperatively for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna.
We live in a world that's instant communication. Most of that communication, we all know, is just a bunch of rubbish. But we use the same technology to transmit information about ISKCON's activities all over the world, important announcements and things that you should know. And so it's our method of communicating with you directly.
And the purpose is let the worldwide family of devotees be kept informed about ISKCON activities. ISKCON is a rapidly expanding spiritual movement, and I want all of you to enroll in this program and get regularly updated on ISKCON's speaking activities around the world.
It's a matter of great pride to be associated with this movement, so stay connected. And all the enlightening news will reach your inbox with no cost.
Log on, sign up in this glorious 50th anniversary year. Hare Krishna!
So please sign up. It is essential. It is very, very important. Please do it.
This is really a beautiful opportunity. I encourage everyone to please participate in ISKCON Connection.
Many good things are happening. We need to know all of the things. And if we know this thing, that gives inspiration to us. That gives energy to work for us.
It's very important for our society and devotees to have an international communications network that we feel connected to, that we're part of that network.
Let's connect with each other eternally through ISKCON Connection.
You sign up, and I think you'll really like it. It's good news. All right? Thank you very much. Please sign up. ISKCON Connection.
That's it. So, this was the did it satisfy your that what you wanted to talk about membership? And so, as our leader said, you are all encouraged to go and sign up. Yes?
Connected with this topic.
Connected with this connection.
Probably a very interesting topic would be what is the benefits? Why one should, what we can offer to the members?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say a few sentences?
Well, right now, again,
locally, whatever.
Globally
or locally?
Oh, well, globally, right now, we can send some information. Again, an email, weekly email with a number of links to different articles. I personally find it interesting. Sometimes I learn things I don't know. Again, some positive news, some developments in different parts of the world, like that. This is what we offer at the moment. There is a plan It might be described also on the website. There is a plan to, by the time of the TOVP opening, possibly in 2022, there is a way of micro-printing. There's a way of micro-printing all the names of the members and placing them under the Vyasasana of Srila Prabhupada. So your name could be there for the next 10,000 years. So that's one more idea. Locally, you should know what you can offer to your members if you have a membership program, or if it's more like a informal membership, in the sense, okay, you'll be participating, you come, and you take part in the many activities. You know, there are festivals, there is Sunday program, there is class every day. People can come morning, evening. They can go online. They can come take prasadam. I mean, there's a lot of benefits. In the shop right now, you can buy Himalayan shampoo. Buy one, get a second for free. So there are a number of benefits that people can get by associating with ISKCON. But again, I'm not sure, but I believe ISKCON Slovenia doesn't have does it have a fixed membership? Not yet.
Work in progress.
Yeah. So basically, so whoever wants to remain connected remains connected. Whoever feels part, and some of course are more, we could say, stronger connection. Like some people take initiation through a spiritual master, connected with part of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. People go to the centers like Ljubljana, Maribor, and what's that? And the Hungarian part?
Lendava.
And people associate in the sanghas. People are part of each other's lives. And of course, some initiatives are, we could say, official ISKCON initiatives. Some are more private initiatives, but benefit everybody. Like you have this restaurant, Radha Govinda, and you have the fast food at the shopping mall. What's called the shopping mall?
BTC.
How many of you have been to the Radha Govinda fast food? A shopping mall. Nobody knows the chairman of the GBC, but the fast food, you know, it's like imprinted indelibly in the consciousness. It's like, and you know, I learned today that you can take a card, and what's that? If you put 100 euros, you get 10% discount every time. If you could put 500 euros, you get 13% discount. A little publicity, you know. And that's not just for ISKCON members, but those are initiatives of ISKCON members that everybody can take advantage of. Okay, they enrich everybody. There's a third restaurant coming up, the Mandala restaurant. And there are other devotees' restaurants, right? There's another one was called Holy Food. And so being part of the community, there is something like officially ISKCON, where there is also a legal entity. In other words, we are responsible, ISKCON is responsible what happens and within those premises. And then, of course, there are many, many initiatives, home temples and devotees doing different type of meetings at home. And of course, I mean, friendship, members marry each other. Don't marry anybody who is not signed up in ISKCON connection. Okay, you wanted to say something?
I was thinking about membership, so...
Really?
Yes.
I think we are all thinking about marriage. Okay.
So,
yes.
So, So I see kind of three levels. One is
you are an architect, so you.
One is like a believer.
Believer.
Yeah, and the second one could be like a member of the community.
But non-believer.
Also believer. because Prabhupada used the word community and the word movement.
Okay.
So the third level could be like a movement, which are more core members who are participating more. So this is, what is your comment?
But depends on how you define them. See, names can change. Names, you know, you can use English, Slovenian, you can use Sanskrit, Bengali. I wouldn't recommend using Chinese. But the names may work, but depends on how you define it and what are the requirements. It's like if I'm a member of the community, how do I become a member of the movement? Like, those are obvious questions. So I'm not really in the position of commenting because I don't know. I'll be eager to know more about this. But I can't comment on something I don't know.
Whatever happened to our Shadavan Krishna Seva, Krishna Sadak, there is still
some. Oh yeah, they are all in good health. Yeah, no, there is something in ISKCON law that ISKCON local chapters or preachers can recognize the practice of people, encouraging them by giving different certificates, and there are different levels. Shraddhavan, that means a person of faith, Shraddhavan, one who has faith. One round, chanting one round, even if it doesn't follow anything else. Then Krishna Sevaka, servant of Krishna, chanting four rounds, just being vegetarian. And eight rounds minimum. So Krishna Sadaka, practice some sadhana, offering food, the major elements of the regulative principles. Then Srila Prabhupada Ashraya. Ashraya means shelter. So somebody who chants 16 rounds, follows the four regulative principles. Then after a minimum of 6 months, one can choose. And there is also like exam, and so technically one should take the disciple course before choosing the guru. And then it becomes Shri Guru Ashraya. So then you get the guru allows you to chant his prana mantra. Minimum 6 months, but may take 2, 3, 4 years, any amount. So those are official levels, and they are used in many parts of the world. I have a PowerPoint with many certificates from England, from Peru, from Argentina, from India, from Latvia, from Malaysia, from a number of places. So they're used, and those who are using it, those who are using regularly, it's just part of the feature of ISKCON. It's part of the life of ISKCON. There's a place like in the Middle East. It's codenamed Mathura Desh, but it's Middle East, Persian Gulf. And there are like practically every Sunday program, which they have on Friday because it's a Muslim country. Every Sunday program, there is somebody, no, who becomes Shraddhavan or moves up to Krishna Sevak. So in some community, it's very much part of in introducing people and encouraging people to advance. Because some new people, when they hear, oh, initiation, 16 rounds, it appears very, very far from them. It appears very far from their present capacity. So, but they can fix their mind. Okay, I can chant one round a day. And when they chant one round, okay, maybe I can chant four, like that. So they exist. It's an optional, so it's not obligatory. There was somebody suggested we consider how to how to connect that with membership, but I didn't hear any concrete proposal, no, how to put it, no, in constitutional language. How many of you have heard about this? Shraddhavan, Krishna Seva, Krishna Sadaka? Did you ever do it in Slovenia? Then you stopped. Cool down. I like these euphemisms, you know. You just cool down. I'm sorry, it's just... No, it's a simple program, but people, because you see, when people come new, they don't know what's Krishna consciousness. You tell them, this is a holy plant, Tulsi, you have to go around. They go around. They don't know. You know, they take what you tell them, right? It's a new culture for most people. So, in many countries, they feel that, yeah, this is a good way for people to fix their mind on the next step. Because we can't really water down. We can't start giving initiation for people who have one round, two rounds, like that. So at least we give these steps. It just needs to be maintained, because especially some people say they're doing an effort, okay, one round and then four rounds. And then now I'm chanting eight rounds already, 6 months I'm chanting. Then they go ask, can I have the Krishna Sadak? Then we say, well, we don't do it anymore. You know? I remember in one place in Krasnodar, southern Russia, was a lady managing the temple program, the Shiksha program. Then she moved away, and then the program just stopped. Stop. So you started at one point, but now it's not really active. Am I correct?
Yeah, there was two systems and then another system
to go. Okay. But it exists and has never been repealed. Okay? So thank you very much for your attention and your patience, your participation, and your membership. Jai Bhagavad Gita ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai.